A Famous Nightmare. One night, more than 100 years ago, a young woman could not sleep. She was in her own room in a house beside a lake. Outside her window were the beautiful Swiss Alps. But her mind was filled with a different, frightening scene. This is how she described her dream. I saw a pale student kneeling beside the thing he had put together. I saw the hideous phantasm of a man stretched out. She went on. The horrid thing stands at his bedside, opening his curtains and looking on him with yellow, watery eyes. The next morning, the woman described the ghostly scene to the two people with whom she was sharing the lovely Swiss house. One was her husband, the poet Percy Shelley. The other was the poet Lord Byron. Both men agreed that Mary Shelley's dream had the makings of a good ghost story. Lord Byron had already suggested that they write ghost stories to read to each other. Mary Shelley took this idea seriously. Every day she shut herself up in her room and wrote for hours. She wanted to write a book that would make her readers' spines tingle with fear. And she believed that her story could not fail to do that. It would be about a human being who makes a monster, a thing that has life. Mary Shelley believed that if people could do this, they would find the deed so terrible that they would run away from their monster. Then she asked herself, what would the thing do? By now you may know the name of this ghost story. Mary Shelley named her book Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein was the person who was able to make a monster. In Mary Shelley's book, Dr. Frankenstein does run away from his terrible monster. But the monster tells its maker that it would live in peace and never destroy anything anymore if only it had something to love. Dr. Frankenstein decides to make a second monster as a friend for the first one. But then he asks himself, what might two such living things do to people? Would making a second monster be too dangerous? Would it be too great a chance to take? He decides that it would be. Mary Shelley's story was a success from the day it appeared. Since then, it has been read by millions of people. It has been made into at least 5 motion pictures. Some of these movies are frightening. Others make fun of Dr. Frankenstein and his monster. But whether frightening or comic, Mary Shelley's nightmare lives on.